Are you one of those travelers who scours the web, checking for the very sweetest prices on all the travel sites, big or small? Well, Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger said all that online hunting might not produce the deals you think they're going to. Ellen, we know these sites, Expedia, Priceline, Travelocity, Hotels.com, so many of them. Do they actually give us a good deal?
They have been, and they still are in some cases. My argument is just that if you're looking for, let's say, just a hotel room or an airfare, just a plain old airfare, there really is no point in checking 10 or 12 or 14 different sites or spending hours on the internet.
Well, and as you say in your story for the Free Press, that these sites have kind of turned into something you called inbred goldfish.
Yes, inbred goldfish and morphing into a giant blob. One of the things is there's continual consolidation in this market. So people may not know, but a lot of these companies are just a few companies and they own each other. So let's say Expedia, they own Hotels.com, Hotwire, Veneer, and Travel Ticker. Priceline owns Kayak and Booking.com. And then Sabre Holdings owns Travelocity, but they just farmed out their search to Expedia. So they all have this kind of, like I call them inbred goldfish, but that's because they all have these ties and links to each other.
And you know, it's interesting. I used Booking.com, and very successfully, I must say, to plan a two-week trip for my family. We went around Europe, five countries, and I had all of these reservations. And it was really handy for finding out, for example, gee, what's in Reutte, Austria? Because I want to see King Ludwig's castle. So it showed me hotels. I booked one through them. But then the guest house owner said, you know, the next time, call me directly. I'll give you a better deal.
That's really interesting. And that is true, that sometimes if you just call directly to the property, you can get a better deal than any of these other choices. I mean, you know, there are things like promo codes. I like a new site. It's called alltherooms.com, and it includes sort of a meta search, but it gives you the answers right there. Searches not only hotels, but it also has Airbnb on it and, you know, VRBO and all these different sites all on the same one. It's really fast. I would encourage people to take a look at that.
And it's one of the few independent sites left?
That's correct. There are some independent sites. Airbnb is still independent. That's the checking if you want to stay at somebody's house, although most of them are like vacation rentals now. A site called HipMunk is still an independent site. And the travel ride-sharing companies, Uber and Lyft, are both still independent. I would guess it's only a matter of time before they are bought up by the big boys or they end up eating each other for breakfast.
Bottom line, Ellen Krieger, is it possible to find and uncover some good deal in airfare or hotel room, or are those days pretty much gone?
With airfare, let's just say a regular flight, you know, Detroit to Seattle, for example, you can check 100 places, and you're basically going to find the exact same fare because airlines are very carefully controlling the prices and the algorithms that they use for, you know, what they charge for various fares or various days. That doesn't mean you couldn't check Delta.com every day for 6 days and find six different prices. I'm just saying that if you looked at six different sites today, you're probably going to come up with the exact same price on an airfare. But, I mean, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. You can still find things out there. So just keep looking. Just don't spend too much time looking.
Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger. As always, thank you so much, Ellen.
Sure. Thanks, Cynthia.